We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 1930, the Three Olamot, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, and Asiya, item 68. You can send us your questions to Kabda TV. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Item 68. Now we shall explain the matter of Adam HaRishon when he was created. As the sages have wrote in Midrash and the Talmud, how we can connect it to what we have explained. The sages have said that Adam HaRishon, his guf was created from Eretz Israel, in his agavot from Babel, and from Akra de Agma, etc. In order to explain that, we need to explain what they've said in the Book of Corrections as well. Because in Eretz Israel, Yetzirah ruled, and outside of Israel, Asiya ruled. Therefore, now we shall explain the matter of the division of Eretz Israel and outside of Israel, and across the Jordan and Syria and so on, what is the matter of all those b'chinot? We have explained that then, before Adam was created, the olamot were higher in degrees. Again, item 68. Now we shall explain the matter of Adam HaRishon when he was created. As the sages have said, in the Midrash and the Talmud, how can we connect it to what we have explained? The sages said that Adam HaRishon, his guf was created from Eretz Israel, and his agavot from Bavel, and from Akra de Agma, etc. In order to explain that, we need to explain as well what they have said in the Book of Corrections. Because in Eretz Israel, Yetzirah ruled, and outside of Israel, Asiya ruled. Therefore, we shall explain the matter of the division of Eretz Israel and outside of Israel, and across the Jordan and Syria and so on. What is the matter of all these bechinot? We have explained that then, before Adam was created, the olamot were higher in degrees.
And this is what's confusing us, because we say that the worlds were not in their place, but from Chazeh v'Yetzirah above, and the worlds were like in Shabbat Eve, rose to Atzilut, besides the lower six of Asiya, and therefore here we have a certain kind of confusion. Where are all these parts called Eretz Israel, Syria, Lebanon, the Jordan passage, and Babylon, and all the rest of the world? What's happening with those parts of Adam HaRishon that are called that way, the pieces of the soul of Adam HaRishon? What is their location? And how these locations move across the worlds, and the worlds themselves move up and down.
Item 69. We also explained that the guf was from Eretz Israel. You already know that in Eretz Israel, Asiya does not rule, but only Yetzirah. And then the last vav of Yetzirah were in the place which is now the first six of Bria.
Understood, yeah? I'm asking, is it clear to everyone?
So and so.
What do you mean, so and so? You still don't understand what's clear to you and what's not? Well, same drawing again, what can I do?
מלמעלה למטה, מצב הקבוע זה של עולם האצילות,
This is the constant state of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. How is it divided? It's divided to Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. Third. Two-thirds of Tiferet is the world of Bria. Let's make this a bit more highlighted. So two-thirds of Tiferet in the world of Bria, right? Netzach and Hod, the world of Yetzira, and Malchut, the world of Asiya. Okay? This is from Nekudot of Sag. Nekudot of Sag in Tzimtzum Bet, that divided them like that. This is the Tabur, this is the Parsa, and this is the Siyum. So far, is it clear? What? Give him a microphone, okay.
He says, and the last six of Yetzira were in the place where the first six...
Wait, I'm not there yet. I'm here. I'm in this drawing. Tell me what I drew.
I'm asking where the last six of Yetzira in the drawing.
See how he's in outer space. I don't know where he is.
No, what are you asking?
What did I draw? Are you with me or not?
I'm always with you.
I see. So what did I draw? Let's see. Show everyone where you are.
You drew the 10 sefirot.
What 10 sefirot? Come on, don't make a fool out of yourself.
I don't understand your question. What are you asking me?
What did I draw in this picture?
I see Parsa, I see Bia, I see the Siyum.
What is that? It's the division of Nekudot of Sag in Tzimtzum Bet. The places for the worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiyahu. Where do these places come from? Nekudot of Sag. What happens next? Next comes the world of Atzilut.
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 Ve'tachtav tzichot leyot olamot.
And below it should be the worlds of Bria Yetzira Asiya, like here. But in the world of Atzilut, during the birth, Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, Abba Ve'ima, which is Chochma and Bina, they gave birth to Adam and Eve. From them came the worlds of Bia. When the worlds of Bia began to rearrange according to Adam HaRishon, then where was the world of Bria, we said? In the place of Zeranpin of Atzilut. Where was Malchut? What about the world of Yetzira? In the place of Malchut of Atzilut. Here you have 10 Sfirot, here you have 4 and 6. Until Chazeh of Yetzira.
De Yetzira. Ve'achar kach ma haya lanu od.
Of Yetzira. And then what we have, we had from the Chazeh of the world of Bria to the Chazeh of the world of Yetzira.
זהו, היה לנו ארבע ספירות.
We had 4 ספירות. in
Zabriya. Zot Yetzira.
Okay, this is Bria, this is Yetzira, and this is Asiya.
At Chaze.
Until the Chazeh of Yetzira.
Ze Barur?
Is that clear? Understood, yeah. Is that understood to you? This is for you. I made this whole detailed thing for you and you didn't even look.
Yes, I did. Only I don't understand. I can study it by heart, but I don't know why you're doing it for. Why are you showing this to me?
This is what's written in the book, Talmud Asar Sefirot, that this is how the world stood at their creation. And afterwards, there was the ascent of the worlds. Where did the ascent of the worlds come from? What's the reason? Huh? What is the reason that it made the ascent of the world happen? From Shabbat Eve.
Okay, fine.
No, not okay, fine. Write it down. It'll help you.
But I don't understand why the Olamot ascended.
Because the light from Ein Sof, light of Ein Sof, that appeared and caused the ascent of the worlds, called an addition of Kedusha. Then all the worlds ascended like this, so that what is below the Parsa, is only the six lower Sefirot of Asiya. So this was the ascent. And then he wrote that if Adam waited until the entrance of Shabbat, then the last six of Asiya would also rise to Atzilut, and then there would be the final correction. Final correction not because he scrutinized it, but because of the sanctity of the Shabbat, of the Sabbath. That's why he wasn't given to do that, because then he would have to clarify that. Without his scrutiny, there's no correction, and that's why he sinned. So it says that he didn't know, that it came to him without awareness, but he sinned. He drew the light, thinking it's in order to bestow, and the light passed in order to receive, and that was the sin. That's it, yes.
You said before that Adam made a scrutiny and he sinned.
Made a scrutiny, and according to his scrutiny, he's already in the world of Atzilut entirely. It's similar to the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nikudim. They made a scrutiny and were certain that they're going to bestow in full over all the vessels, but they couldn't. They couldn't do it.
So I don't understand, how did he make a mistake? He was certain and then he made a mistake.
Because he didn't know.
What does it mean that he didn't know?
He didn't know, like you don't know things in your life. What do you know? Today you're making all kinds of plans for your day, and on the way, let's see what happens. Maybe something else will happen.
I'm saying, if you're going with your group and you're with your Rav, and despite of everything, according to what you're telling me, you can still make a mistake. How come?
Of course, don't trust yourself until the day you die.
So why should he fall if you have such a Rav and everything?
Because you're not taking all the data into account. They're hidden from you, and you're demanded to go above reason. And he thought here that he can already make the decision within reason. Okay, you're not going to understand this now, later on. In short, that's the question. So what do we want to know now? How, why do these things are called that way? The land of Israel, the Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Babylon. And outside Babylon, it's all desolate. But in these places, there is still Kedusha. So therefore, we say, until when the land of Israel, to what extent is the land of Israel? From the Nile to the Euphrates. Meaning, because all of that belongs to the sanctity. Meaning, you have a justification from the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Adam 70. And from these last six of Yetzirah was the goof of Adam, because the goof is the meaning of the letter Vav. And also, Yetzirah is the meaning of the letter Vav. Yetzirah rules the land of Israel. It turns out that the goof of Adam was from Eretz Israel, which is from Yetzirah, which is in the middle between two Olamot, Bria and Asiya, and also the goof of Adam is the middle of the general Adam.
Yeah, he writes these things as if... Dudi, again.
Again, item 70. And from these last six of the past Yetzirah was the goof of Adam, because the goof is the meaning of the letter Vav. And also Yetzirah is the meaning of letter Vav. Yetzirah rules the land of Israel. Turns out that the goof of Adam was from the land of Israel, which is from Yetzirah, which is in the middle between two Olamot, Bria and Asiya. And also, the goof of Adam is the middle of the general Adam.
Between the Rosh to the Raglaim, that's where he stands. Yeah.
When he says, back then, or past, can we see in the drawing what is the neshama of Adam Arishon, Bia, which ascend to Atzilut?
Not Bia that rise to Atzilut, that's not the soul. The soul sits within the Bia. The soul stands within the worlds of Bia, where the worlds of Bia is the worlds of Bia, and the soul lies inside the worlds of Bia.
Yeah. My question is, when he writes of back then, past Asiya, does he mean Asiya on the left side of the drawing?
Yes. I don't know exactly how to show it to you here, but Asiya that almost rose to Atzilut.
And a general question about the soul of Adam Arishon according to the diagram?
Yes. We've learned that his Rosh is the world of Bria. And his Garon is the lower four of Bria, the upper four of Yetzirah. And his Guf is 6 and 4. Sometimes he mentions only 6. And this is the Raglin, Raglaim. This is Adam Arishon. Meaning, he clothes these areas. Yeah.
We learn that something whole, something complete is 10 Sefirot. So why here do we have, according to simple math, 26 Sefirot? And this is the soul of Adam Arishon. Why isn't it 10? Why isn't it the past Bi'ah, which is 10 Sefirot? Why do we refer to it as 10 and another 10 and 6 more?
I don't understand what you're saying. Really, I don't understand you guys.
I'm trying to scrutinize the matter of the soul of Adam Arishon. We learn, it says, not 9, not 11, but 10. This is something whole, something complete.
Wait.
Rosh. וכאן זה חוץ מראש גרון. שהוא שייך בין, בין
Rosh. This is Rosh, this is the Garon, which is found between the Rosh and Guf. And here is the Guf and Raglin. This is all Adam HaRishon. The soul of Adam HaRishon, I'm writing. So no one thinks there's any fellow here. Yeah.
So my question is, that soul of Adam HaRishon, it's actually ten sefirot.
Of course the soul is ten sefirot. Yeah.
So how do these ten sefirot divide? Because according to... Well, the question is, before they received this form, as we have said, Zeranpin of Atzilut and Malchut of Atzilut, which are together, right? There is this special form, special shape.
Not together, one clothes the other.
Okay, clothing, but this is a new form. I don't quite know how to ask it.
This way, the Garon also clothes the Rosh. It's part of the Rosh, and yet it exceeds the Rosh. It's like Malchut and Zeran Pin of Atzilut. Because the Garon of Adam HaRishon clothes the Malchut, and the Rosh of Adam HaRishon clothes Zeran Pin. And below that is the Guf, that's divided to many pieces, but for us, the main thing is Toch and Sof. Toch is the Guf itself, Sof is the Raglin.
My question is, if we said that the Rosh is 10 Sfirot, and the Guf is 10 Sfirot, and the Raglaim are 6, it's 26 Sefirot altogether, right?
And the Gaon is 4.
But together it's 26 Sfirot.
No, 30.
30? Okay. So how come the Neshama of Adam HaRishon is 10 Sfirot? It's 30 Sfirot, not 10 Sfirot.
You can call it 100. What does it matter? It depends on how you divide it.
I counted 26.
Tzvika is like you as well. This is how you guys studied at school.
Why is it called 10 Sfirot if it is...
You can divide anything to 10 Sfirot. You can take any Sfira from any Potsuf and find 10 Sfirot in it as well.
Now, I have my own question. I think the digit of Yesod is missing here. You said Nehi and not Nehim.
It's called Netzach and Hod. Okay, you can add that.
We said that the one who raised the Olamot is the light of Ein Sof. Right? You drew it from above.
Yes.
So why Adam is to blame?
Adam is not to blame. It came to him at night. It was done to him. He didn't yet have an egoistic will to receive or any of that. He was confused and the vessel was broken. So the Creator did it. Sure, of course.
So all these terms of Adam, sin, and these are all terms which only actually confuse us. In action, there's something the light did, raised the Olamot.
That also, it comes to confuse you, just like Adam HaRishon was confused, yeah?
Only we understand it.
He too doesn't understand it yet. Kiev, maybe they'll ask a better question. Yes.
In accordance to which force, by which force Adam rises in the Olamot?
By what he receives from above. Adam receives strength from forces from above according to his request, and accordingly he rises in the world. Or there's also an awakening from above, where there comes a force from above without a person doing something. This is called by way of holidays. Sabbath, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. There's always there is always a transformation of the lights that always shine, and that's what what creates the days and weeks and months and all the way to 6,000 years. The lights that continue shining awaken us further and further until they lead us to the final correction. And we have to act within those states and realize our free choice inside of them, according to the data that comes from above. Yes.
After the correction of the sin of Adam HaRishon, that is called the end of correction?
Yeah, what else is there to correct? That's why it's called Gmar Tikun, the end of correction. There was corruption, then correction, and the correction is now done. All right? Yes.
Abba v'ima, which already made the mistake in Olam Nikudim, passed the light and broke the Olam, they did the same thing once again. Again, they gave lights to Adam HaRishon and he broke. So how come they didn't learn from the first time?
Maybe they did and they saw they succeeded. I'm saying seriously. Why do you think that chattering is no good? Is not good? The Creator created Adam HaRishon. Who was it? It was Adam Blial. What's, how do we explain Adam Blial? Villain Blial. Like the prototype. The something that is artificial, but it had nothing of its own. Yeah, like a beast, but it's called malach, angel, which means a beast. It doesn't yet have an egoistic desire, it doesn't have free choice, it doesn't have doubts, it doesn't have any of that. It's still not Adam that can be in favor and against the Creator and scrutinize these things and so forth. No, so that's why this Adam is not helpful yet. He is the creature of the creator. Meaning like an animal. What does it mean, an animal? Only follows his nature. That's it. It's written about the animal, that an animal cannot be mistaken. So, you need to inject something into him so he can then be mistaken and have doubts and so on. Because then he can clarify the Creator. I can't clarify something opposite to me without a shattering. Because the shattering means that I consist of, like, integrate with two parts, two opposite parts. Where do I have two opposite parts? Still don't have that. And that's why I have to commit this sin. And by the sin, I absorb the spark of what I had before, the will to bestow, and a great will to receive that's opposite to the Creator. Vast desire opposite to the Creator. Opposite the upper light, my desire is infinite as well. And then I begin to consist of two worlds, two forms of nature, the will to receive and the spark of bestowal. And if I keep preferring the spark of bestowal over the will to receive, I advance and become Adam. And if I don't, I remain an animal. Latin America.
No.
Can we hear them or not?
How is it possible to reach a certain feeling when we study tests? And why is Rav asking whether we understand?
Yes, of course. You
understand.
Need to understand.
Of course you have to understand, because we are talking about the soul and all the parts in it, and it's in us, and I'm asking, do you understand or not, so that you examine whether you're already discovering in you this soul of Adam HaRishon, in what parts it exists and so on, even though you can't reveal this. But I'm asking so that you look for it. And we're moving to the third part of the lesson.